Are they the shanks of your leg?
I don't know.
What about shins or shanks?
Either I don't even know.
Okay. When a man is kind of squatting down, you might say he's down on his
hunkers.
Okay. Now that is, what does that mean, really? What are his hunkers?
Drop down in his hips, like, I guess.
It refers to a position rather than
that's
a part of the
it's
body.
It's a position he's in.
I see. It, but you don't have any hunkers on your body.
I don't know that.
I see. Right. When you say someone is strong, now do you think of his being physically able to do things, or do you think of him being stout or husky or
strong, physical?
Okay, now if you say someone is stout, does this mean heavy set, or does it mean physically strong?
When it's stout, it means it's in figure.
In figure, that'd be heavy set.
You can be stout in mind, too, you know. But and we think of it in figure.
All right. When you say common, a common person, what do you think?
Ordinarily so. Just don't put on any airs or any fancies or anything like that.
Is it sort of a flattering term? I mean, it's a good has a good connotation.
Well, yes, an ordinary common person. She's, you know.
All right. When you're talking about an older person who gets around a lot, you'd say she certainly is
smart, spry.
That's what I was thinking of. Would you use spry to refer to young people too?
No.
That's just an older.
That's the fact that refers to old people.
Okay. Would you ever say she's right spry? Quite spry, very spry. Well,
that's a right spry old lady.
Okay, that's great. Fine. All right. If someone isn't careful, then he is
callous.
All right. She used to. One person in our block used to be afraid, but this other person did.
No.
Well, what I'm really asking is, would you ever say didn't used to be afraid? She didn't
well,
used to be
she
afraid.
Didn't used to be afraid. She used to be afraid, but she's not afraid now.
Okay. Would you ever say, didn't used to be?
No, I don't think speak it in that. I mean, it may be spoken that way, but I wouldn't say it.
You don't think you would say that. All right. When someone says, I'm afraid, so-and-so, is this a temporary condition, or is it something, are you afraid of something specific, or I'm afraid?
Think of a scorpion. It's not temporary with me. I'm just naturally born afraid of a scorpion.
Well, suppose you said, I'm afraid that might happen someday. This isn't the same
well,
sort of
the
kind fear.
That's not the kind of fear that I have with that scorpion, though. I'm just in doubt as to whether it would happen or not. See, I'm afraid it might not happen.
See?
That's kind of a matter of your mind there as to whether this thing can be or not.
I see. Then what about scared? Is that a more intense
well,
thing?
Well, you mean, suppose I'm scared of that scorpion then instead of afraid. What is that word you're using?
Afraid of?
What is that word we're using there?
Scared?
Scared.
Then scared, would that maybe be, you wouldn't say I'm scared that's going to happen? Would scared be something that is more like more immediate than afraid?
It looked like to me it's got a similarity.
Okay,
there.
Would you say I'm scared we're not going to get any money, or I'm afraid we're not going to get any money?
It has the same. That has the same connotation. There.
Be the same thing. You could use one.
One is the other person. I'm afraid we're not gonna get it. Well, I'm scared we're not gonna get it.
Okay,
well, that's
the
same thing.
And I'm afraid of that scorpion on the floor, and I'm scared of that scorpion on the floor.
It'd be the same thing.
Okay, that's fine. A person who's a little strange.